to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebaugh. Linda's on assignment today. I was on assignment Monday, but Linda's on assignment today. She was here last night for On the Spot with Lindebaugh, and there was, I don't know, how many, Savannah, how many people were here last night?
Linda had probably about 5 or 6 guests.
At least 5 or 6.
At least.
Maybe more.
At all times.
And then we did tapings afterwards. Mm-hmm. And so we were, we're right here. Well, good morning. First of all, it's 7:07 in the morning here. Of course, it's, the 7th of February. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And good morning, Joe. Joe's already in here, this morning. And, so good morning, Joe. And good morning, Savannah.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm actually enjoying this rainy weather.
Oh, yeah. Well, I tell you what I enjoy. I enjoy talking to Susan Eastman, our Wells Fargo advisor with the Market Minute. So hello, Susan.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, stocks are higher despite a disappointing jobs report. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 66 points at 15,695. The S&P 500 is positive 11 points at 1784. And the Nasdaq Composite is up 31 points at 4,088. The three most actively traded stocks on the big board, Bank of America, up 8 cents at 1677, Citigroup positive 60 cents at 48.85, and General Electric up 24 cents at $25.19. For local stocks of interest, PepsiCo up 53 cents at 79.92, Pacific Gas and Electric up a quarter, trading at 41.60, AT&T positive 11 cents at $32.11. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 2.66%. For commodities, gold is up $1.50 an ounce at $12.58.60, silver down 5 cents at $19.88, and crude oil up 41 cents, trading at $98 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thank you very much, Susan Eastman. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:06, 8:06, and 9:06 in the morning. And we want you all to get the latest on Wall Street. What's happening? Because as you know, it went up, sets records, and it, you know, going one way, and then sets records going the other way. So you want somebody that's right there on top of what's happening, and that's our Wells Fargo Advisors. Give them a call at 243-7561, 243-7561. And the, you know, weather, yay!
Weather, it is currently 45 degrees, going to get up to a high of only 50 today, but there's a 100% chance of rain. It might be raining actually right now.
The weather rock says it's raining.
When I was outside, it was wet outside, but I wasn't being rained on. But I'm sure it's going to continue.
The weather rock is wet, so it must be raining.
Must be raining.
When the weather rock is hot, it usually means it's sunny.
Oh.
And if the weather rock is just kind of standing there, but you look outside, it could be windy. The weather rock is never wrong.
The weather rock is never wrong. It is raining.
It's wet.
It's wet. Well, Saturday is going to get to a high of 53, low 43. It's also going to be a 100% chance of rain. And Sunday is going to be high of 57, low 45 with a 90% chance of rain. So rain all weekend.
Yeah, you know, we're only 28 inches short so far, so we're going to have to keep going.
Yep.
And the weather is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. Give them a call at 365-3793, locally owned, family operated. And by the way, you know, we've got a lot of stuff happening. Congressman LaMalfa is calling at 7:30, and we have him for like a half an hour. Then he has to go to a conservative politicians meeting there back in D.C. I believe that's it. But we have a gentleman who wrote the book Mindless Eating, and is here in town. He's going to be talking to the Shasta Regional Medical Center. You know, the Think Red there, that group is having their big luncheon. today out of Shasta Regional. He's an extremely interesting person. Savannah listened to him last night. He was here taping a show, but he talks about how just a couple of changes. You don't go on a diet, but just a couple of changes in your environment and how you look at things. You can lose up to 20 pounds a year without trying, really, is what I got out of that. And so it's going to be interesting. He talks about the obesity epidemic here in our country. So he'll be here at 8 o'clock. And in between, you get to hear me rant on some things coming out of the Senate concerning the military. And something big is happening down at Wind River. And we're going to talk about that too. But we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. It's Friday.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Often people say, once it's wrecked, it's never the same. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Is this true? Well, it depends on who repairs your vehicle. Some examples of our repairs that made vehicles better than new are a brand new 4x4 truck that pulled hard to the side. The dealer could do nothing because the frame did not match factory blueprints. A new sports car with steering pull. The dealer changed the alignment, then the tires, and then the tires and wheels. Nothing helped because the unibody was manufactured out of spec. A new pickup that sagged on one side. The dealer changed the springs, but that didn't change anything because the frame had a twist. A new luxury sedan with a 2-foot crack in the paint on the hood because the paint was too brittle. As you can see, we made these vehicles better than new. Imagine what our collision repair specialists can do for your car. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy. Real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
The Clover Fire was devastating for many. Haven Humane Society was there to help. In cooperation with the Shasta County Sheriff's Office, we responded to the area and were able to evacuate over 100 animals and help dozens more in the fire area remain safe until their family was able to return. We want to thank this wonderful community. Without their support and donations, we would not have been able to help. Our best wishes go to the fire victims and their families, 2- and 4-legged. With your continued support, we will be ready to once again help our neighbors if the need arises. Please donate to Haven Humane Society. Thank you.
Yeah. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBott. It is 7:15 in the morning, 45 degrees out there. It's going to be raining all weekend long. Isn't that great? You know, it's not a lot of times you go, oh gosh, it's going to be raining. Yeah, but it's going to be raining. It's going to be great. Hey, today at the Mount Shasta Mall at, from 12 to 5, they're going to have Bonhams in there doing to, raise money for the Shasta, animal rehabilitation group and rescue and rehabilitation. They'll be there from 12 to 5 today with doing appraisals of different things for antiques and all. It's kind of like your antique, you know, that antique auction thing or the antique, you know, where they take a look at everything you bring in there, paintings and jewelry and all types of stuff. They'll take a look at it, tell you what it's worth and all this. And it's like, you know, it's $5 to get in and plus, you know, so much per, but all the money, 100% of the receipts go to the people there to help the animals. But our other group that's in here right now, Haven Humane.
Good morning.
Good morning. And the other one's wild animals. It's not animals you like you find right here on the streets like you all do. And today Spencer has brought in the cutest little dog.
One of the best dogs at our shelter, I think.
Oh my gosh. I tell you what, I walked out there and she trots on over and starts immediately running down and her little ears go back and she licks your hand and she wants to be your buddy.
Yes, she does.
Tango.
I brought Tango with me this morning. She is a 1.5-year-old Boston Terrier mix. Maybe 30 pounds, like maybe. That would be like max.
At the max, she looks like she's less.
She's almost solid black, except for she's got little white socks on all of her paws, and she's got a little bit of white on her face and going down the back of her neck.
She's marked like a Boston Bull.
Yes.
I believe, you know, with that white on, white around the muzzle, but she is sitting here quiet, and Savannah is, chucking under her chin and, patting her. And she's just sitting here you know what? What a good dog.
This is a great dog. She's actually such a great dog. We have her rated for a home with kids 5 and older. She would probably be rated for a home with kids of all ages, but we don't know anything about her past.
Right.
We would rather play it safe than sorry.
Well, right. You know, you never can tell when elves have come out there and teased her, and which would have been like small children. So,
yes.
But 5 and older is good. And she's sitting here quiet. She's just, the only thing she wants right now is she's getting her ears scratched. So.
She does good. She did great with our office cats this morning. She does good with other dogs. Walks great on a leash. And, you know, all morning long, I don't think I've heard her make a peep. Not one peep, not one bark, not one whine, nothing.
Oh, look at her now. She's just happy.
Happy and content to just go along for the ride.
This is a good dog. She's got pink around her muzzle too. So she is just she looks like an ideal dog for anybody.
For just about anybody. Yeah. She would do great in a house and an apartment. I mean, this is the type of dog where she would do great with a young couple, an old couple. She would do great with everybody. And just so loving. She's a little cuddler. When you sit down, she'll come and cuddle right up next to you. And all she wants is just a little bit of love.
And her tail's wagging right now, even when she looks at just Bob. So she loves everybody.
She loves everybody.
Now how can they get Tango?
Well, you could swing by the shelter at 7449 East Side Road, or you could give us a call at 241-1653. Tango is already spayed and microchipped and everything, so Tango would be available to go home today.
And you also, let's talk about this. There's a pity adoption going on. Adoption fees for pit bulls at Haven Humane have been reduced to $25 from the from February 10th through the 15th. It's a Valentine's Day special for pitties.
Yes, it is. Cupid has struck his arrow, and he has hit all of the pitties at our shelter. So if anybody is looking for a great dog, we have puppies, we have older ones, we have them in every size, shape, and color. Every pit bull is only going to be $25 to adopt. That includes their spay or neuter, their vaccines, their microchips, everything medically done
to
them.
This is a money loser for Haven Humane, but it's a way of getting the dogs out. And how much, okay, now for Tango, you go in, and how much is the cost for Tango?
Tango is $135. That's $135. Our standard
so
dog adoption.
You're saving $110 if you go in and get a pit.
Yes. And if you really think about it, if you were to walk through our doors and purchase a microchip for your own personal dog, it's $28. So that's $3 less than just a microchip. Well, so it's a killer deal.
Well, Linda paid $50 for the microchip she put in me. But perhaps it's because it is also charged with electricity so that she can just push a button and I fall on the ground. So it's $25 for pit bulls, but this is a great dog. Tango's a great dog. Please send us a photo of him. We'll get him up. I believe if they're, you know what, people, this dog is not going to last.
Last
in the sense that somebody's going to come in and take this dog. This dog is, I mean, what a beautiful little dog. And she's friendly. She hasn't made a sound. She's curious, but then she sits down and, it's great. One more time.
You can swing by the shelter, 7449 East Side Road, or give us a call at 241-1653.
And then tell them Carl sent you. And you know what? This dog may get the Carl seal of approval here. Savannah, is he give the Savannah seal of approval?
Definitely.
Savannah seal of approval. Right there. There's a big lipstick mark on its forehead because Savannah has kissed him goodbye. Kissed her goodbye. Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for having
me. Remember, 100%. We're doing 100% here. Let's not mess this up. All right. We'll be right back after these messages.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
The owners of Forest Design Landscape, Alana and Dan, purchased 8 trucks over the last couple of years from Crown Motors, and we wanted to know why. Alana said it's simple. We found the business we could trust, no games, just people who are honest and straightforward. And the fleet service department, awesome. Alana, thank you for your trust in Crown Motors. Find out what customer service is all about. Come in and see us. Or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
The NorCal Jazz Festival, a new regional event, is taking place this spring in both Reading and Chico. An inaugural Founders Club fundraiser will be held at Old City Hall in Reading on February 22nd, featuring Stephanie Foose and Bernie Baker and the Jimmy Grant Quartet. There will be wine, hors d'oeuvres, and more. The Founders Club event will kick off this new festival, which honors America's music, jazz. Visit NorCalJazzFestival.com, like us on Facebook, or call 520-4742 for details.
Reading Christian School. Located just minutes east of Reading, they offer preschool through 12th grade students a Christ-centered education in academics, athletics, and fine arts, challenging students to develop a lifelong love of learning, to grow in their faith, and to respond to God's call of service. We invite you to consider Reading Christian School, where the curriculum is biblically integrated and the teachers are Christ-like role models. You can learn more at readingchristian.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment, 7:25 in the morning, 45 degrees out there. It's going to be raining all day. It's February the 7th for people that just kind of lost track of January. 605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's, it's going to be cold and rainy and meet, you know, all through the weekend. Go in and get that coffee. Get that special make by the baristas there. And then walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay, a couple of things. The state of Jefferson is having a town hall meeting in Yuba and Sutter counties on Sunday, February the 9th at 6 p.m. at the Embassy Compass. Keynote speaker Mark Baird. The state of Jefferson had a Del Norte town hall on the 4th with over 300 people there. 300 people there. You know, people laugh and talk, you know, oh, yeah, it won't happen, it won't happen. You don't know what's happening because you're getting people from all across the country are saying enough that we're not being represented and why are we paying our taxes if we're not being represented? Listen to our latest program with the two proponents of the state of Jefferson on Saturday mornings, 8 o'clock. Red Smith and Kayla Brown. And Kayla's, in, you know, at 24 and Red's 34, something like that. You know, they're young people. They're not a bunch of any real white people into it so much. All right. The Wind River Casino is announced. It's going smoke free. It's going smoke free on March 14th. It's only the second Indian casino in the state to do that. And it's interesting. Gary Haywood said that, you know, it's for the health reasons for their employees and et cetera, et cetera. It's interesting that they did that. Anyway, March 14th, Wind River is going to go smoke free. Obamacare. Have you signed up yet, Savannah? Maybe you shouldn't say it, or they'll be on top of you.
I won't say.
Okay, you won't say. Have any of your friends done it?
Nope.
No. Okay. Well,
not even in conversation.
Do y'all know? I mean, you know what it is because you can't help because you're very bright and you're sitting here and have to listen to this. But does it even strike on them at all? I mean, does it impact at all that they have to be signed up for this care and they're going to have to pay this much money and they don't think they're going to get fined?
You know, I know a couple of people who are over the age of 26 who are figuring it all out. But you know, most of my crowd, we're still under that.
Still letting mommy and daddy take care of you, huh?
Maybe.
Well.
So there hasn't been as much conversation about it, but.
That's okay. Another year.
Another year,
there's going to be a lot of conversation in your house. But here it is. Obama's going to bring back, they may bring back the old insurance plans that were considered not compliant with the new law. You know, that they lost so many plans. Well, they said, well, you know what? Maybe we'll just extend those out for 3 years. Let's see, 3 years. That's the end of his term past the next election. Oh, how do they come up with that number? 3 years. Let Hillary worry about it. That's what Barack's thinking. Let Hillary worry about it. So they might extend those programs, you know, those plans that were canceled because they didn't meet these requirements. And you know, the president said, if you like your health plan, you can keep it. Wait, do we have that? We have that someplace over there, right? Don't we?
I'm sure I can find it.
I mean, it's right there on top. I told him to put it someplace right there so I could play it anytime I want to remind everybody what our president said. Okay. Anyway, so here's another change. Here's just something else to the plan. Plus, as we talked about earlier this week, that the Obamacare will cause a loss equivalent of $2.5 million jobs. And then you hear the other side going, "Well, you know, hey, but Obamacare, you know, that's not, you know, that just means is that, you know, they're going to have it and they can work less hours because they want to, and if they quit jobs just because now they've got health care, but you know, it's putting a spin on it. But the bottom line by the CBO, which the Obama administration uses all the time, well, the CBO says this. Well, the CBO says you're going to lose 2.5 million jobs. People are going to cut back their hours because they've already got health care. They don't need to work. And some people would just automatically leave working because their health care is paid for. And along with the other stuff they're getting from the government, they don't have to because they're making as much money as a school teacher in many states. So, you know where I fall in on that one. A new bill in the Senate to take the authority for non-judicial punishment out of the chain of command of the organization. And put it in the hands of special prosecutors and judges. Why? Well, one of the senators says, so commanders can focus on their warfighting duties. Obviously, this senator has never been in the service, but in between wars, you have a lot of time to focus on all types of things. That's why especially when we get all these brilliant plans by people who've never been in the military to, you know, change things. We're going to talk about that at some point. Because the commanders that we have, that we trust with the lives of our children, to take them to combat, to engage in combat, in war, in battle, we don't trust them to prosecute cases in their command. But it's not all cases. It's just sexual assault cases. In other words, you can have a physical assault, and you can have disobedience of orders. You can have assault on NCO. You can have... You can have unauthorized absences, you can have burglary, you can have, you know, all these things. Those are okay. But if it's sexual assault, that colonel, that captain, That general can't be trusted to do the right thing. So we need to have special prosecutors. And our Senator Boxer and Feinstein are just pushing this and pushing this and pushing this. And who are they? And they say, well, there's over two dozen military leaders, former military leaders that, you know, that agree with us. What they don't mention is the thousands of former military and presently military leaders that don't. You're taking away a commander's prerogative and a commander's ability to take care of his people. And if you do this for sexual assault, why not for something else? They don't understand, and the senator who's pushing this has never spent a day in the military. And the people that have proponents for this are, one is Paula Coughlin. You remember Paula? Tailhook? And part of what, what they say about Paula Coughlin and the lieutenant from there's 300 officers and 14 admirals had their careers ended over Tailhook, which is a lie. Prove that to me. Prove that statement. Show, you know, and I've gone back, by the way, to Ms. Feinstein. I said, show me the figures on that. Show me where 300 at, because I was in the military. I was in the Marine Corps during this, and I was in the units where this was, or aviation units that all this stuff was falling down on. Not one person was court-martialed over this. When Coughlin finally accused somebody, it was proven that she was wrong. So this whole thing, and then there's other stories about Ms. Coughlin from Tailhook that also float around. Anyway, the bottom line on this is this. Why take that out of the Marine, take that out of the military commander's hands? Because the vast majority of the military commanders do the right thing. And when you do this, you lessen the trust in the chain of command in those people appointed over you and saying, oh, I can't trust you to do this. Well, that's wrong. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leita from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free bakery mixes. If you're new to gluten-free or it's been your lifestyle for years, we're here to help. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, and muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes. Let us help bring joy to your kitchen this season. Find us locally at Orchard Nutrition, Tops Market, or Kent's Meat, or online at AmazingFoodsForLife.com.
Aaron loved hurtling down hills on two wheels, but with intense pain in his legs, his mountain bike was gathering more dust than mud. At MD Imaging, he learned his pain was from varicose veins and that his doctor was a mountain biker too. After a minimally invasive procedure, he was pain-free and back on the mountain 2 weeks later with his new bike buddies from the Vascular and Interventional Center. MD Imaging's varicose vein treatments are performed in our comprehensive vein center because personal, high-quality treatment is in our veins.
Hi folks, this is Andy Main with Shasta.com to tell you about our Game Changer program. Shasta.com brought us all high-speed internet, website hosting, and development services, and their great customer service has become a thing of legends in this part of the country. Heck, they helped take the twit out of Twitter and put a face on Facebook and made sense out of Google Analytics. Now they've figured out how to make money with your website, and they want a chance to tell you about it. They're calling it Making Your Website a Game Changer, and it's about helping your website increase business. Some people are making thousands of dollars a day online, and we think your website should be doing the same. Making Your Website a Game Changer is using the internet to help you find customers online and do more business. It includes getting your website to the top of the search engines and making sure that when people visit your website, they actually stick around for a while and get to know you. Call us today at 224-6866 or just Google Shasta.com and Game Changer. This is Andy Main, and don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Hey, not sure if you noticed this or not, but our city's population is changing. Thousands of violent felons have been released into our streets, and the time is now to learn how to protect yourself against assault and other life-threatening, forcible crimes. When you choose a firearms instruction company, demand the best NRA-certified instruction in the region. Demand NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Professional instructors can make the difference between a positive training experience and, well, one that you're not so sure about. 999-1822 or visit us online at RatingCCW.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBott. It is 7:35 in the morning. Our phone line's here, 605-4567. We are streaming live on KCNR1460.com. It's Friday, my friends. February the 7th. It's raining. It's going to be raining all weekend long. And we have Congressman Doug LaMoffa on the line. Good morning, Congressman.
Morning, Carl. How you doing?
I'm fine. It's raining.
That's what I hear. That's what I hear. We're getting a little bit there. We're thankful for every drop, but need a lot of drops to move the needle on this situation we're in, don't we?
I think so. I think we're up. We're supposed to be at 29 inches right now, and I think we're at, what, 3? And I understand we're supposed to get 3 or 4 inches this weekend. So at least it's a start, and it may be there'll be a miracle, and it'll rain enough, but I don't think it's going to happen.
Well, we've had some big marches in the past. I forget the year, but back in the 90s there, we had a really big march, and so that can go a long ways towards mitigating some of the damage. I mean, there's going to be reductions no matter what, and it just depends how far they reach. Do they reach all the way up to the top of the valley here, or do the districts around here get to keep most of their allocation? It's the most disturbing thing is some of the words that the governor's been saying about having to cut through water rights and. As they're doing with property rights and other things, and not respecting long-held values like that. But when you're in a true dire emergency, then you do have to look at things a little bit different. So we got to be careful at the actual liberties of things involved here are not just trampled on just as an opportunity, because this isn't. I mean, the drought is something done by nature, but the inactivity of humans to not find ways ahead of time to be mitigating that and planning for it is our fault. So, it becomes the fault of this intractable government and the regulatory agencies and the environmental groups that prevent us from doing the type of infrastructure that could go a long ways towards making it less of a problem than it has to be.
So there's a water bill that was just, I think it was just passed by the House.
Yeah, we hammered that out in the House.
And what exactly is that?
Well, it's a measure that was brought by David Valadeo, one of my freshman colleagues from down in the Central Valley here, that the long and the short of it is that it allows water to be directed back to, agricultural use and the areas that it protects our area of origin north of the Delta. So it doesn't mean because they're going to be running the pumps more that they're coming after ours, but it does allow water that's going to be flushed out to the ocean to be directed back to some of the ag use that had been traditionally what it was for. Years ago, 800,000 acre feet was just simply appropriated away from current use in order to try and do things about the Delta. The Delta smells other endangered fish. There's also, or somebody's idea of what it's an endangered fish. There's the San Joaquin River. They have a San Joaquin River Restoration Act. This moves in the direction of reversing some of that, at least on this basis of the dire drought we're in. The restoration, again, these things are many, many times dubious in the true benefit you're going to have environmentally, but we know the harmful effect it has on ag economy, the jobs. I mean, if this is allowed to happen as it is, you see zero allocation in some of these places in the valley, you're going to see some of the communities down there with up to 60% unemployment when there's no water flowing. So it isn't just this measure here that allows water to be directed where it traditionally would have been, but we have to do much more planning for longer-term infrastructure. And this bill also does authorize moving forward on Sites Reservoir and Shasta Dam on enhancements there once those all have been fully vetted out.
So are you in support of raising the dam?
I'm in support of having the true all-input discussion on that from those that are affected and those that benefit and see what really makes sense. So I'm not willy-nilly saying, just raise it, because there's different options there with how much you can raise it and what the effects are. I've toured that. I've had some of the people up there that are property owners show me around, so it isn't just as easy as what it looks like from outside the Northern California perspective. But that said, is there ways to mitigate it? Is there ways to make it whole? Is there ways to allow people that operate recreational facilities that if it was raised to still go on in a slightly different way, but ways that they can? So we want to be sensitive to that and have them at the table say, well, how do we keep you right? How do we keep the tourist industry so important up here going as well with the recreation on the lake, but not have that completely stop what would be perhaps one of the most straightforward projects to enhance water supply as well.
I know up here now we've got ranchers that are in danger of losing their ranches now because BLM has curtailed grazing because of the drought. The water's drying up on their places. They're having to buy feed, which they didn't have to do before.
They get 3 inches out of this, this will inject a good growth of natural raising for these guys for a little longer into the season. So, I mean, if nobody else gets, at least let those poor guys get the rain and get some natural growth going here again.
Yeah.
But that said, we need to have full cooperation for U.S. Forest Service, full cooperation from Bureau of Land Management and any other public entity where grazing actually is beneficial. By and large, you know, there might be some very small sensitive zones maybe you don't want to do that in, but it isn't the entire unit there. Mm-hmm. And we've had, you know, when you get the feedback on it, we have some units that work quite well with the ranchers on it and other ones that believe that you have a bureaucrat that believes that this is belongs to that individual personally and not the people of the state of the country. And so that's what has to be rectified. So, you know, we don't want to trample good relationships by painting a broad brush of all of them, but we certainly do have problem units. We have problem units at the Forest Service that don't allow the type of timber harvest that would actually be helpful
right.
towards fire safety, et cetera. So, you know, you've heard it all.
Yeah. We're going to take a quick break. Our guest is Congressman Doug Moffa. Congressman, I come back. I want to talk about a couple of things in the budget, bipartisan budget that was passed. One of the things that was passed was to take away the COLA or reduce the COLA of veterans who had already retired but had not reached a certain age, and it caused a lot of consternation, and I know there's been some changes. I'd like to talk about that, and I want to bring up the fact that if you're familiar with what happened with Sierra Pacific, just in the last couple of days and talk about that a little bit. And then some things that you see coming down the line. And so, but we'll be right back after these messages. Colin Lindebott. Our guest is Congressman Doug LaMoffa.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane of Wall Street in Redding. Join the revolution.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebott. It is 7:43 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff at Crackmaster can guarantee his work, which most places can't or won't, from small chips to cracks over 24 inches in length. Check it out at 3208 Market Street in Redding. Give him a call, 241-8373. Our guest is Congressman Doug LaMoffa. Good morning, Congressman, and thank you for calling.
I'll be on with you.
Hey, Doug, in the last budget, and you and I discussed this, and one of the things that came out of it, you know, they're trying to save money, but one of the ways was cutting the COLA on retired military, even disabled veterans. And it caused a bit of consternation through the United States, and I know it bothered you, and there was things done to fix that, I hope.
Well, the folks that had immediately drafted the bill, The disabled veteran portion was a complete accident, so steps are being taken to fix that. The the portion that has the cola overall as part of a balancing or offsetting of, for the first time in many, many years, doing something about federal employee pensions. I think that was kind of a balancing act with that. So as I think we talked in our last conversation,
yeah,
where the Democrat whip, Steny Hoyer, said you'll never touch federal employee pensions. Well, some has been accomplished in this budget bill to say, you know, they need to make a greater portion of their pensions in that. So one of the unfortunate offsets to that was the COLA for military. Well, who deserves most to be treated the best is those folks that have served us. So that was part of the package that you either vote up or down on the giant package as a whole. So when I was at iVote for the budget, yes, that was an unfortunate piece that was in it. I think the budget set a much better course long term. We talked about this a bit.
Yeah, that, you know,
appropriations,
yeah,
process, that we actually can do the budgets in the light of day instead of the House losing its power and giving it over to the President to do continuing resolutions, which is then the White House and the Treasury. So we're going to rectify that one way or the other here in the upcoming year. We do have till the end of 2014 before that starts kicking in and the COLAs aren't kept whole as they were. So it is on the priority list, and as far as, like, right now we're contemplating the debt ceiling extension that we have to do for the end of the month again. One of the things that's talked about as a sweetener or offset or whatever in order to get that done, this is one of those items. And we do have two separate bills as well that I'm co-sponsoring, both types, that from the Veterans Committee Chairman as well as another member who has one. Let's see, it's Mr. Lankford, to use the DOD, VA, and two branches of the DOD to have to work together to get their prescription, their pharmaceuticals, which will save money and can provide a direct offset budget-wise because it all gets scored. So it's underway. It hasn't been forgotten, and certainly it isn't acceptable. But when we did the big budget deal, the positive things in that included this as a negative, and I felt like, well, the ground we made up on the budget was enough of a move forward that we can come back and rectify this. It's kind of like, you know, you can, maybe it's a bad analogy, but you order a new vehicle and you have to get all the options that come on the car, and if you want to have a better set of tires on it, then you buy the car, bring it home, put the tires on later that you want instead of what came from the factory. And so that's basically what we had to order here. Now we want to fix that portion.
Okay. Hey, a question came in from the chat room, again, back for the water part, and said, would it be more economical and easier to build another reservoir instead of raising the dam? And I have no idea. I have no idea if it would be easier to build another one,
you know,
and cheaper.
If you could move through the permit process, you have an existing dam there, right? So just generically, this is not, you know, looking at some of the effects, again, on local landowners and such, but just in terms of cost, just in terms of an already existing project that doesn't have to be reinvented, the raising of the dam is the simplest. Now, the next best option is the Seitz Reservoir down the valley on the, you know, on the west side, which doesn't have hardly any environmental effect on it. They'll still think up something, of course. But the Shasta Dam, being an already captured dam, capturing gravity water instead of having to have it pumped up into it like Seitz does, makes a lot of sense in the generic sense. But again, there's real offsets, real effects that we have to figure out. Moving railroad bridges, moving marinas, the effects on some of the other private property issues. What is it we should do? So
yeah,
they still don't have, unfortunately, a comprehensive study done on what all that really means. It's very preliminary right now, which kind of surprised me after all these years of talking about it.
Mm-hmm. The one of the things that you know, with all the water problems and the budget and all this, Keystone Pipeline, is that got any has it raised its head up there in Congress since this new
CBO report?
Yeah, the new CBO report.
It says that there's not an environmental problem here. So the evidence just keeps mounting from what we've been saying, that fracturing, that the pipeline itself, that, you know, we have 2.3 million miles of pipelines in this country. And by and large, they're successful day in, day out. Yes, things happen here and there, but if people do anything, you're going to have an accident once in a while. You're going to have a problem once in a while because nothing's infallible. But by and large, when something's successful, then offset that with the other way to move oil is either by train or by truck. So do we want all that going up down the railroads and down the highways as opposed to a very reliable pipeline? And so the southern branch of that got opened here recently to success. Let's bring it all the way down.
I think that's what the CBO said. That took away all the, I think we just lost the congressman. Okay, you want to hear what I think about that? I think that it's going to have 47,000 jobs and a number of things and helps take us off. And they say we can use half of the oil that we've been importing off these oil fields out of Canada and North Dakota that cuts back way back on our imports from other countries like Saudi Arabia and these other places. It's going to be worth it. Anyway, let's take a quick break and see if we can get the congressman back on.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
Mary's Meal for Two is back and better than ever.
Get a medium two-topping pizza or spaghetti with two of Mary's homemade meatballs, plus salad or soup and a Pepsi for each person, all for just $20.95.
I'm ready. Who's coming with me?
Who's your favorite?
Pick me, Charlie.
Who plays with you?
Pick me.
Boy, this is a tough choice. Mary's homemade pizza with Vincent.
Excellent choice.
Or Mary's meatballs with the meatball kid.
That's a no-brainer.
Contest. Whoever guesses my favorite pizza gets to go.
Pepperoni, mushroom,
salami and garlic.
Meatball and tomato.
Actually, my favorite pizza is pineapple and extra cheese. First, you put all the pineapple on my piece, and then you get the rest.
That's my favorite pizza too, Charlie.
We have a winner.
That is not your favorite pizza.
It is today.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. We have the congressman back with us here, Congressman LaMoffa. Good morning. Hey, you know, Doug, I know you're going to be back on again next week and because we have a little more time, but what's the biggest thing that's hitting right now?
Well, this morning is another jobs report that shows a soft increase in jobs that doesn't meet the performance of keeping unemployment at the same level, yet somehow unemployment is still at, they said it went down. So we have more and more people giving up on employment in this country. And it's just criminal, this is what's going on. And with the President's State of the Union speech, we have the concept, and then coming, you know, following that speech, that hey, it's okay to have more and more part-time jobs. It gives people more time off. That is not a productive society, and it's amazing they're getting away with it.
Well, and the CBO also came out and said during Obamacare, you know, that it could by 2021 it can it will have 2.5 million jobs. Either their hours reduced because they want to do that, or they just quit the workforce because they've already got the health care.
Yeah,
another CBO,
they're really changing America, aren't they? Because the attitude is that you don't need to work anymore. And even if more of these jobs turn into part-time jobs, and people are now holding, let's say, 20-hour jobs per week, then there's still, beyond that, a loss in total hours worked, a loss in productivity. And that all has to come from somewhere. So the burden shifts even more to those that are productive in society that have maybe still full-time jobs or that are the ones that are running small businesses or what have you. It all is going to come from somewhere. And
somebody has to
and Eric Holder and the EPA and others keep contributing to the burden it takes to build a pipeline or to continue to run a ranch or run a small business. The American people have got to wake up and demand a different direction. 2014 is one of those years, but I'm sorry that I have to always wait for another election to get it done. So the American people need to be vocal about where are the jobs, Mr. President? And he says this, he wants this to be a year of action. You know, there's things we can do with what we have. In California, they're still pursuing this silly high-speed rail. Well, with the same money that they have set aside for that, why don't we put it towards water infrastructure that provides construction jobs too, but it also turns the water back on to people that no matter what they're using it for, whether it's manufacturing urban use, which many of our cities are talking like they have maybe a 60 to 90, maybe 120-day water supply. Well, what does that mean? Running out of water in the middle of the summer, and then they have to start trucking it in, or they have to appropriate it away from somebody else? I mean, the crisis management, instead of thinking ahead, is a terrible way to do business and to disservice to the American public. And so let's plan ahead. And we keep losing out to the environmental concerns of few extremists that don't want progress to happen in this nation. So American people have got to get with it and demand the things that work, that made us great before and can do so in the future.
Yeah, you know what? Here's the problem is that we continually aim too low. And, you know, and this is one of the things I'd love to see the North State happen is we aim really high this year. And even if we don't quite make it all the way, at least we've raised the sights a lot. Obamacare, just the last one here in the last 4 minutes we have. Obamacare, Obama's administration has said, hey, you know what? Those insurance plans that were canceled, maybe they aren't that bad. And he's talking about letting them go out for, you know, letting them, extending them for 3 years, which kind of conveniently takes them through the next election. I don't know if you've seen that one.
We'll be actually happy to put them codify it as actual legislation, not by executive order. But let's put it all off for 3 years.
Yeah.
Or 1 year. I mean, we haven't been winning this issue around here because, you know, it always comes down to all Republicans want to take away your health care, or they want to shut down the government, or this or that. You know, we see what the effects are, and unfortunately, we made the call over a year ago. My colleagues have been here longer than I knew this when this thing came out, and there's no Republican votes or hardly any Republican input on the bill. So it's been known for a long time. If you run the math, well, now the math is here. It's happening to the people. So, yes, we will do what we can to help delay it. We would like to actually more repeal it and go in the direction of something called the American Health Care Reform Act, done by the Republican Study Committee, and another bill by Congressman Tom Price, H.R., I think it's 2300. These are market-type approaches. These are ones that allow the freedom to choose plans you like, and the doctors actually want to stay in business. There's less and less people getting into the medical field because it's no fun anymore. They don't enjoy it. And so we have, it's like we have vandalism going on in this government in just about every aspect, including this. You know, they're actually celebrating that people have less hours to work, that you can spend more time at home. That doesn't work economically. The numbers don't add up for people to be able to make their mortgage payments. Obamacare costs are keep going higher and higher. And so your health insurance costs you more unless you get it subsidized by somebody else. Well, how long does that work with less people working? Carl, it's just so frustrating. I run out of words sometimes with...
I have words.
How to... Go ahead.
I have words. I can, you know what? Like me, I can give you a whole bunch of words. Of course.
Well, we might need to go out behind the building.
Well, I've got the dump button here. So I can just, you know, you might hear them, but nobody else would. You know, this whole thing, you know, Doug, you know, I appreciate you calling here and I know you got to run here, but you're going to be back next week because there are so many things that are going on and I haven't even gotten into the part where our senators Feinstein and Boxer are trying to dismantle the military chain of command with their taking sexual assault out of the chain of command to be able to be punished. Because of the, you know, because some people made a mistake, but of the thousands and thousands of others that are doing their job, we can trust our commanders to take our kids to war, but we can't trust them to prosecute things in the chain of command. This administration, in my opinion, Congressman, is destroying bit by bit our military. And there's 50 or 60 or 70 things that are happening here that are just always below the radar.
Well, they promised to change the country when he first ran in 2008, and I don't want to make it all about the president all the time, but they certainly are with executive order and almost inability because there's the lawlessness of the Department of Justice and others that are supposed to be upholding this law independently. The Attorney General is supposed to act fairly independently of an administration.
Yeah.
And they're not. They're not upholding the law.
Well, no, it's because if they did, they'd be in jail.
In the meantime, we're moving towards something called income equality. What does that mean?
Oh, okay. Hold that thought, Congressman, because we're running out of time here. But next time, let's start off with that. Income inequality. What exactly is that? And what does Congress and the president want to do to take the money of people that are, you know, worked their butts off for the last 40 years and share it with people that maybe haven't worked that hard?
Well, a productive society, right, the higher tide raises all the boats if you want to be in the opportunity of rowing the boat. So,
hey,
you know,
Congressman, thank you so much for calling today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on. Hanging in there. And
oh, yeah, we're here. We're here. We're behind you.
Get the public engaged in this because
they
have to make it known. So thanks so much.
You bet. We'll talk to you next week. All right. Hey, we're checking out. We have to hear the news. We're coming back. We've got Brian Wanasek here. Mindless eating. What exactly is that? We'll tell you. We'll be right back.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Current news, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Winter Olympics in Russia officially getting underway. The city of Sochi has lit up with music and dance for a ceremony marking the start of the Winter Games. U.S. men's bobsledder Johnny Quinn.
Becoming an Olympian's not the end goal. The end goal is getting on that podium with a medal around our neck and watching our flag fly high.
Some 3,000 athletes all feel the same way. They'll be competing in a total of 98 events this time around. German Chancellor Angela Merkel strongly criticizing a comment that a senior U.S. diplomat allegedly made about the European Union's role in Ukraine. Assistant Secretary of State Victoria Nuland, who allegedly made the comment, says relations between the U.S. and Russia are very deep and often complex.
When the U.S. and Russia can work together, whether it's on problems like Iran or Syria, arms control, the world is a better place, but we will also always be candid with Russia when we disagree.
In a leaked recording, a voice resembling Newland's is heard suggesting that the Russians ignore the EU position on the ongoing dispute in Ukraine. Hiring surprisingly weak in January, PNC Bank Chief Economist Stuart Hoffman says any good news in the report is overshadowed by a lack of new jobs, plain and simple.
There are a few bright spots in the report, but there's no question you got to dig a little underneath the headline disappointment.
The Labor Department says employers added 113,000 jobs, less than the average of last year. Utility crews in Pennsylvania still try to get the power back on. In Pennsylvania, PECO spokesman Greg Smore says it could be a couple of days before everybody's got their electricity back.
Some of these customers in the very heavily damaged areas could be without service until Sunday. However, we expect most customers to be restored by Friday evening.
Meanwhile, Amtrak says it's restoring full service today between Philadelphia and Harrisburg. On Wall Street, the Dow up about 60 points. This is SRN News.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
When our daughter Emma was born, we took a look at our credit card debt. It was not a good situation. Finally, my wife Vicky said, call Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
We called them, they contacted all of our creditors, they stopped the collections calls, they got the interest reduced, and they put us on a plan for success.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
We already have the lowest prices on flooring, but now you can save even more on every floor in our new catalog at Lumber Liquidator Spring Flooring Sale. Get the look of hardwood for 49 cents a square foot, beautiful bamboo for just $139. Plus, get $100 to $500 off over 130 varieties of hardwood, over 50 varieties of laminate, and more. Minimum purchase applies. See store for details. We have over 350 incredibly low-priced floors, and now you can save even more. Hurry, sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidator.com or your local store today.
Senator Rand Paul says he'll take a new battle over gun rights to the full Senate, as SRN's Linda Kenyon reports from Capitol Hill.
The Kentucky Republican senator says customers should be allowed to take their guns into post offices. The Senate Homeland Security Committee disagreed. It voted down Senator Paul's proposal 9-6. Undaunted, Paul says he will try to attach his plan to a broader postal bill when it comes before the full Senate. Senator Paul says his plan is a way to protect the Second Amendment rights of postal customers who are following concealed carry laws in their states. But decades-old federal rules bar gun owners from carrying firearms on postal property. Linda Kenyon, SRN News, Capitol Hill.
Former New Orleans Mayor Ray Nagin takes the witness stand again today in his federal corruption trial. Yesterday, the ex-mayor denied accepting or seeking bribes during his two terms as mayor between 2002 and 2010. Prosecutors allege Nagin's corruption included the period after Hurricane Katrina in 2005. This is SRN News. Gone but not forgotten, several chickens killed in a Georgia highway accident.
A member of the animal rights group PETA has filed an application for a roadside memorial with the Georgia Department of Transportation. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution reports that if approved, a memorial would be placed at the Hall County site where a truck hauling live chickens, overturned January 27th.
That's SRN's Rich Thomason reporting. After 22 years, Jay Leno has hosted his last Tonight Show. The final episode included tributes from other entertainers and even a recorded send-off from President Obama, who has been the brunt of a few jokes over the years. The president said he wasn't upset about those jabs, but he would like to make Leno the U.S. ambassador to Antarctica. Leno, now 63, plans to keep playing comedy clubs. His replacement is Jimmy Fallon. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Botlin is on assignment today. The time is 8:06 in the morning. It's February the 7th, 2014. Just for those who let January just completely get away from them. Our phone lines here are 605-4567 and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Thanks, chat room. You're in there firing off. Of course, I'm here with Savannah. And hello, Savannah.
Hello.
And now we're going to start off with our Wells Fargo advisor telling us what's happening in the market. Susan Eastman, good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, stocks remain in the green. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 44 points at 15,673. The S&P 500 is up 6 points at 1779. And the NASDAQ Composite has advanced 29 points at 4,087. Active stocks on the NASDAQ, Facebook up 89 cents at $63.05, Apple up $7.94 at $5.2045, Microsoft up 4 pennies at $36.22. For local stocks of interest, Walmart down 16 cents at $72.66, Costco off 50 cents at $113.73, Safeway down 18 cents at $30.72. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 2.68%. And for commodities, gold is at $5.80 an ounce at $1,262.90, silver up a penny at $19.94, crude oil up 40 cents, trading at $98 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thanks, Susan. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 708-808-908, or wherever we'd want in there someplace. And anyway, you know, the market is setting new records up and down. What's the commodities doing? One day silver's up $25, the next day it's down 30. If you're not following it every day or every minute like our Wells Fargo Advisors do, you can get caught. Give them a call at 243-7561. Sit across from the people that are helping you with your investments. 243-7561, our Wells Fargo Advisors. Savannah, we have
weather.
It is currently 45 degrees, going to get up to a high of 50, low 42, and it will be raining. Saturday is going to be a high of 53, low 43, 100% chance of rain. Sunday is going to be a high of 57, low 45. And our weather is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. They're family-owned and operated. You can give them a call at 365-3793.
You know, sleeping during the rain is a lot easier, I believe. You know, and it has that great sound, and you have, you know, the windows open, and you smell the freshness and the 32 degrees that comes rolling through here. But you know what? On Sleep Number bed, every day is like sleeping with rain falling on the roof. My sleep number is 35, and Linda's is 45. Yes, that's right. I'm much softer than she is. But the one thing we have is because of dual-layer technology, we can pick the firmness in our mattress that we want. And you can't do that with any other bed. And it's clinically proven that Sleep Number beds can help back pain and help you sleep better. That's right, clinically proven. This is an American-made bed with a guarantee on it. And I can't say much more than that, except that we, since we've had this bed, have slept so much better. Sometimes we get to bed late at night because of the events we go to, but I tell you, boom, you get up the next morning and it's time to be perky. And there we are with our Sleep Number bed. It contours to your neck, shoulders, backs, and hips for proper spinal alignment, which is probably what it has something to do with it. Now, right now, the Ultimate Sleep Number event, final closeout savings on the Classic Series beds, where queen mattresses now start at $599, exclusively at our Sleep Number store. And where's our Sleep Number store? Target Shopping Center. over there. Go on and the experts there will let you lay down on one of these mattresses. They have a computer printout, reading right above you so you can see where all the pressure spots are on your body. And then how the adjusting of the bed can take that away so you'll sleep much better. Sleep Number. Today in the studio with me is Karen Hoyt.
Good morning.
Good morning from Shasta Regional Medical Center, and you are in red.
Yes.
And why are you in red? You know, red dress.
Red lipstick. Well, today.
But not red eyes.
No.
Okay.
Today is National Heart Awareness Day, National Go Red Day.
Go Red Day.
And so we have our annual Go Redding Luncheon today.
You've got a lot of people going to this, too.
We do. We're sold out again. Close to 500 people.
That's wonderful.
Yes, we're very excited.
And the, great photos, for your advertisement for this. Barbara Harrison.
Yes.
Barbara's always, it's just maybe because we've known Barbara a long time since we've been here, and she's always been in the middle of everything.
Yes.
Barbara Harrison, one of the two people in town you never say no to.
That's right. Don't do that.
You never do that. Well, this is great. And so, this is to bring awareness for
health, really, and we choose lots of different topics to talk about: heart health, nutrition, exercise, that all plays roles. Your lifestyle, your healthy lifestyle, plays a role in how healthy you can be. So we're really excited about our speaker today.
Who's in the studio with us here?
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning. And this is Brian Wansink. Did I pronounce that right? Wansink. I met him last night. I tell you, this guy is. He's from Cornell. He's a PhD, and he writes about food. But he's not like that. This is a guy. I may invite him to go squirrel shooting with me up in Alturas. Yeah, we're going to get those squeakers, huh, Brian?
That's right.
You know what? That's good. That's good exercise, and takes your mind off those souffles.
That's right.
You're out there shooting. We'll get you
a nice shot. Pick some stuff
up. Hey, we're going to get you outfitted. No, we got enough for you. We can shoot. You can shoot the 22s up to the, dare I say, 50 cows. But that's okay. I'm sure you're used to that at Cornell. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This gent wrote a book called Mindless Eating. And I'd heard about it, but I didn't really look at it until after I'd met him. And I tell you, these are some great ideas. And he's got, the things he's written about and what he's accomplished is just amazing. And, when we're in such an obese environment here in the United States, he's got some great ideas. So, when we come back, we're going to be talking to Brian in Mindless Eating. Why we eat more than we think.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Dr. Russo, and my wife, Alexandra. Join us as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. I am a doctor for your health. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. I believe your health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of your life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m. or listen on the web at kcnr1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Looking for an unusual quality piece of jewelry? Do you have a wristwatch or timepiece that needs to be repaired and you don't know where to go to? Well, Four Winds Jewelry is the place. They have the only watch repair technician in town. Four Winds Jewelry is located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. And Four Winds Jewelry are the experts in gold or loose stones, opals, estate jewelry, or Native American pieces.
Go in and see Leonard and his associates. Four Winds Jewelry, meeting all your jewelry needs. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4 p.m. 222-2750.
Four Winds Jewelry.
Realize that this is the greatest country in the history of the planet, and we've overcome many obstacles. We've gone through a civil war.
and we healed as a nation. That's a pretty big deal. We saved the world in World War I. Oh, and by the way, we did it again with World War II. Oh yeah, we did it another time with the Cold War. We got a pretty good track record here in the United States. We're an amazing country.
The Dan Fagan Show, weekday afternoons, 3 to 6 on KCNR.
Ladies, one of the wisest things you can do this holiday season is sign yourself up for Skinny Jeans Body Design Program coming this January. Adamson's Peak Performance has figured out the best type of training for all of our fit females in Reading and beyond. We go past mindless hours on treadmills to smart training that gets you back into your skinny jeans. And these groups are not just for the skinny. If you've ever glanced at the jeans in your closet that you used to get into, this class is for you.
Call now. Tell them Carla Linda sent you. Adamson's Peak Performance, 221-8006.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, it is 8:16 in the morning. Savannah, I love your bump music there, kiddo. This portion of the show brought to you by Reading Crown Motors. You know what? They're your local Ford, Dodge Ram, Nissan, Honda, and Lincoln dealership right down at 555 Cypress Avenue. Great people down there, your neighbors. Making great deals on new and previously owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. If you can't find a car, truck, or SUV down there, you're not trying. They've got a huge sale going there. It's going to be for the President's Day, and you can find anything you want, and you're going to need it because with all the water, it's coming down. You want something with four-wheel drive? You want something that's going to get you through, and Crown Motors can do it for you. 555 Cypress Avenue. Okay, my guest. And I'm, you know what? I'm talking to this guy. He's a PhD out of Cornell, right? Is that right, Brian?
Yeah. PhD from Stanford, actually.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Professor Cornell.
Professor, and it's Brian Wansink. Wansink. Is it?
Yeah,
it's Wansink. It's not, yes, I want to put is. That A. Every time I put the A in, I go back and I have to take it out. And he's written a book called Mindless Eating, Why We Eat More Than We Think. But just talking to Brian, you know, and as you all know, we have, you know, authors, all types of authors and, you know, people coming in. And I have to say, Brian, you are the, you know, the, so far, the most fun we've ever had in here. And, you know, Brian, one of the first things he does is goes out to, Nice Shot. I mean, you know, you come in from Cornell. Where do you want to go? Let's go to Nice Shot. All right. Okay, so right now you've won over 99% of the North State.
The other half, the other 1% turned off.
We don't care. Those are ones that are registered in the other way. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, Brian has written a book called Mindless Eating, Why We Eat More Than We Think. Now, give us a little background on Brian, though.
Well, a little bit of background for me. I actually grew up in Iowa, which is, you know, that's the best way to stop a conversation is to tell people you're from Iowa because no one knows what to say after that. You know, they can't say, oh, my brother's from there.
Oh, you know, I had a lot of things to say about it, but we can't repeat them right now, so.
Well, you know, I grew up in this very agricultural area and I kind of, you know, grew up selling, vegetables door to door. I always found it really interesting that you could sell vegetables and let other people think, for instance, that whether you eat well or don't eat well, it's based on your demographics or it's based on your education. What I found there is that it didn't matter. You could stop by two houses that were identical. One would buy all the vegetables I had, and the other would look at me like I was carrying kryptonite in my wagon. And I thought, well, there's got to be some reason why some people like to eat healthier or tend to eat healthier or set their life to eat healthier, and other people haven't. If we can find those secrets, that's a great way to get people to mindlessly eat better without really trying.
So then you in your studies through your life then were for this.
Is it gonna get that one string on the guitar, you know, like no.
But if you can play that string, there is an audience out there.
That's right. It's the food string. Yeah. So I followed up, got my PhD in behavioral economics and marketing, focused on how do you get people to eat better, and that's all I've done since.
That's fantastic. You know, starting out, and most people that are successful like that, they've had this idea. This is not something that just kind of comes to them one night. This is something they've been thinking about a long time. And then to carry it on throughout your life is I think it's great.
Oh, that's cool. I even had about 6 years ago, President Bush asked me to be in charge of the dietary guidelines for 2010. So, you know, left Cornell for 2 years, moved down to D.C. and was in charge of that agency. It's the My Plate agency, the ones that says, eat more fruits and vegetables. My group.
Your group.
All right. I'm gonna take a real quick break here to get us back online. And, but my guest is Brian, Juan.
Brian Wansink.
Yeah, we'll just write it out. Brian Wansink, author of Mindless Eating. And we're going to get into it when we come back, the hints on and why people eat a lot and just some of the things that he's written in his book and what you can do without dieting to lose 20 pounds a year. And this is great. Okay, we'll be right back.
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it 6 times, but could not correct the problem. He told me, while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Redding know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck, he asked. I told him I have seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
In Salmo Vineyards is celebrating Valentine's Day with music and a delicious 5-course dinner February 14th and February 15th. Music Friday will be Candice Lavolsi, Northeast premier harpist. And Saturday, featuring moi, Linda Bott, and Bruce Kalin, Pat Karch, and Rick Hill. For reservations, call 474-5546 or check their website out at ensalmovineyards.com. Valentine's Day at Ensalmo's, your favorite destination getaway.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Orchard Nutrition right there. Orchard Nutrition, a deli. It's the North State's largest supply of natural and organic foods and supplements. They are the North State's nutrition experts down there. You can get just about anything you want down at Orchard Nutrition. They are great people. They care about the people. They've got classes down there on eating, on healthy eating, on diets and everything. They have nutritionists on the staff there to help you at no cost. That's Orchard Nutrition, located in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Our guest today is Brian Wansink, and he has written a book called Mindless Eating, Why We Eat More Than We Think. And in 2010, he was appointed by President Bush to be in charge of the department that lays out diets for America. And as we were talking during the break, it was the smallest department in government?
Yeah, that's in the USDA, the smallest agency. Yeah, this is actually 2007. It's for the 2010.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry, 2007. All right.
Yeah. No, you know, one of the amazing things about working for the government is you realize that there are four types of no. You know, there's no because we've never done it before. There's no because I don't really want to ask my boss about how to do it. There's no because it'd take me work to do it. Then there's no because it's illegal. And as long as you realize that none of those are no except for the last one, you can get quite a bit done.
Unless you're working in the Justice Department.
That's right. So it was a tremendous experience, but largely because in that administration, it was just like, you go for it. You do whatever you want to. We're not going to give you money, but you do whatever you want to, any alliances you can build, anything. And we increased hits to my pyramid by about 44 million per day.
Wow. Yeah, so well, I remember that, my pyramid.
Yeah. So it's now transformed.
That was you. That was you. Yeah. Well, you know, that's, you know, you really, I mean, your life has been this. And what you were doing was sharing what you believe.
No, that's exactly right. Because I think people kind of lose track of the fact that whether it's them, for themselves or the kids, there's a lot that they can do just on the margin on a day-to-day basis to get themselves and their kids to eat better. And a lot of parents say, I can't control my kids eat. No, you can. You can control about 72% of what they eat, but it's either for the better or for the worse.
Well, that's it, is that you've said environment plays such a huge part in how you eat. Can you kind of expound on that a little bit?
To give you a little bit of an idea, we found that the typical person, you know, if I were to say, hey, how many eating decisions do you make a day? You know, most people just say, maybe 20. You know, I decide between tricks and Fruit Loops, and then, you know, it goes on from there. But in reality, we found the typical person makes over 200 decisions about food. Because it's not just whether you, what type of breakfast you're going to have, but it's how many refills you have, how much you eat, how much you pour, how much, whether you finish it or not. And because there's 200 things that influence us every day that we're unaware of, there's a huge chance that the size of a plate, or the size of a bowl, or the lighting, or what the person's doing next to you can nudge you to eat 10% or 15% more than you otherwise would. But the great news is that if we can point at those things, we can turn them around so those work for us rather than against us.
Yeah, and because if you don't notice something, and it just, and then it becomes rote and you just keep doing
it. Right.
But if you, like you said, if you notice it and say, oh, well, this, okay, can you give an example?
Well, an example would be, let's say the size of a plate. Like typically if we were going to put pasta in a plate, let's say it's a 10-inch plate, we'd put about 4 ounces of pasta on because, whoa, that fills the plate. And we'd eat it and we'd say, I'm full because I had a full plate of pasta. But most of us don't have 10-inch plates. We have these big mammoth 11.5 or 12-inch plates in our homes.
The big pasta bowls.
Yeah, our big pasta bowls.
No, I mean, people, you know, well, you've seen them before.
Right, right.
You know, people will have pasta bowls they serve pasta in for their guests, which is like piled there.
That's right. When we find that if you simply use an 11 or 12-inch plate, you'll put on 22% more pasta because you put the 4 ounces and you go, hey, that's not enough. That's like an appetizer size. So you plop down another 70 calories.
Another 4 ounces there. Yeah. Want our people to leave happy and full.
Well, it's an easy way to reverse things. Simply use smaller plates in that case. It's going to cut your portion size. And we even find with like the little goblets, if you've got a little 4-year-old kid, they'll pour about 44% more cereal in a bowl that's 20 ounces than one that's 12 ounces. Okay. But the problem is they use the same bowls that we do. They use our bowls.
Yeah.
So an easy way to get your kid to eat less is just give them a smaller bowl. They'll naturally pour less, they'll waste a little less, and they'll never know it.
They'll never know. We'll start right away. You have to start right away training them. But that's, you know, I've heard that before. If you use smaller plates and you put the food on there, so that's less food you're eating. But one of the things you said, you know, in your book was, without dieting.
Yeah.
Consciously dieting by cutting out 200 to 300 calories a day, you can lose 20 pounds in a year, maybe more.
It's amazing.
Just by small changes.
Yeah, and the first and last sentence in the book, Mindless Eating, is the best diet is the diet you don't know you're on. Because if you say, I'm going to make 75 changes in my life starting today, well, that diet is going to last till about noon.
It's one of those, oh, look, it's the beginning of the year. I'm not going to eat bread for 365 days or have a glass of wine. Oh, my gosh, that was yesterday.
That's really the most popular diet in America is the January 1st to January 2nd diet.
Yeah. I've fallen off those before, too. Anyway, so what you're saying is what you can do is change just a couple things in your life.
Yeah.
And end up losing 20 pounds a year.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things we found is that, I mean, even here in an office, we went to a bunch of secretaries and we gave them all the chocolate they could eat, all the chocolate they could eat for a month. I mean, that's pretty cruel, actually. But what we ended up doing is every night we'd go in and we'd randomly move the chocolate bowl. And we found that if you moved it just 6 feet away from the desk, the typical secretary, instead of eating 225 calories of chocolate, ate about 100 calories of chocolate.
Because she had to get up.
Yeah. But the thing is, after the study was over, we talked to these people. We said, well, why do you think he ate about half as much when it's just 6 feet away? Is it like too much work to walk 6 feet? It's interesting what they said. They said, no, it's more that gave me pause to say, God, am I really that hungry? And half the time they'd answer no. And so, I mean, so it's interesting with guys, a lot of our problem is that, you know, when we eat.
We have a lot of problems. I don't know if we have enough time on the show here or the rest of the year to get into that. You know, and Karen's going, yeah.
You know what your problem is?
And Savannah's like, yes. So right now we're going to take a break instead, and we're going to get to this as soon as we get back. I'm going to take an early break, and we'll get back.
To guy problems. To guy.
Yeah, we got to talk about that.
Yeah, we've already talked about girl problems. Let's talk about with Brian Wansink, the author of Mindless Eating. And he's you can go to mindlesseating.org and check this out. He is somebody that's written something really – he's written, and he's bringing this out in an amusing way, but a very, very serious problem we have in the United States, overeating and obesity, especially in our children. We'll be right back.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. It is 8:31 in the morning. It's 46 degrees out there. It's going to be raining all weekend, my friend. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold. We're going to take you down there, Brian, get your haircut today. All right, buddy. Our guest
is
Brian Wansink, who is... Even though he's from Cornell and he's got a PhD, he's actually somebody I'd like to go take out shooting with me. Squeak season's coming up. Okay, put it in your, okay. He's written a book called Mindless Eating, Why We Eat So Much. And we just talked about what women, talked about women and chocolate and said we're thinking about eating, but then he said men have a huge problem. Okay. We know that, but what is it with the eating thing?
Well, our biggest problem is that we're selfish and we're self-absorbed. Oh, no, about food. No, our biggest problem about food. Our biggest problem about food.
I have no problem with this. Why do you have a problem with this?
Well, when it comes to, some guys, our problem is we tend to overeat at mealtime.
Yes.
And particularly because you're there with your family that tends, and most guys eat pretty fast, and their family eats in slow motion. So you finish that first plate of pasta or the roast beef or whatever, and you're kind of waiting around for everybody else to finish. So what do you do?
Have seconds here.
Yeah, you have seconds, and then you have thirds. And then you move on to the second or third thing, and to say, well, no, don't ever have seconds or thirds. Well, great. If I had that willpower, it wouldn't be a problem in the first place. One of the things we found is that simply changing your environment. Okay, in this case. Remember I talked about the candy dish moving it away?
Right.
Six feet away?
When you moved it 6 feet away, it'd be half of what they did.
Yeah. And we found with guys, if you take, whatever the main dish is and you have it on the stove or on the side counter, but not on a table in front of you, the typical guy will eat 29% less of whatever food you leave on the counter or on the stove. And so it's a really mindlessly easy way for us to eat less.
I think it's they don't want to get up.
They still do.
I don't want to say lazy, but.
Yeah. Because they're selfish.
Right.
Karen Hoyt's with us. And of course, Brian's here to speak at the Go Red Luncheon. And, that Shasta Regional Medical Center is putting on. And this is it's a huge event. It's for heart health. And it covers so many different aspects, Karen, of, that you've had every year. It's a huge success every year. And this time you're talking about food and eating and dieting. And this is why you brought Brian, Wansink. And Brian, of course, in his book, we're just having a great time here already, but, he's, how you can change little things in your life, little things, and not even hardly notice them. Like the plate size, just change your plate size. And that right there may save you 300 calories a day.
These things are crazy. Another thing is we find is that if you eat with somebody else, you eat about 30% more than if you're eating by yourself. If you eat with
seven or more,
you end up eating about 90% more. Well, no, because what happens is that typically we don't eat with people we hate. We eat with people we like. And so you want to extend the experience. So you often eat that extra piece of bread or maybe you order dessert if you're at a restaurant. And so the solution is always to eat by yourself in the closet.
Nice.
Oh, okay. No, no, no. the solution for that.
That's my throw a piece of celery in, right?
Okay. That's right. That's a squirrel. That's right. That's right. So there's a bunch of things you can do to prevent that, but one of the solutions is to say, okay, if I'm going to go out and eat with my friends or go to a tremendous banquet like the one you're hosting today, I can order anything I want for an entree, but in addition to that, I can only have two other items. I can have either, let's say, a glass of wine, an appetizer, or a salad and a dessert, but I can't have all four. And the interesting thing that it does is it makes people pick what they want most, but not feel deprived. You know, they don't say, oh gosh, I can't believe I'm doing this, I'm gonna really pig out later tonight.
Yeah, I'm going to go home hungry, and then when nobody's watching me, I can eat something.
Yeah, and we find on average people eat about 18% fewer calories at dinner time when they're eating out if they use this, we call it the restaurant rule of two.
Okay, so your entree, and then it could be a salad.
Yeah.
But that's it. No dessert, and leave the bread alone.
Yeah, or it could be your entree and two pieces of bread, or it could be entree. It could be two other things other than your entree.
Okay.
Could entree and two glasses of wine. It just can't be.
So you're not really depriving yourself.
No.
Okay. Buffets.
Ooh, yeah. Hey.
Yeah,
tons of cool stuff with buffets. But you know
what? This is a man thing, buffet.
Okay. Well, one of the things we end up doing, you know, people say, I've heard people say, you know what we need to do? We need to tax buffets. We need to tax people to go to buffets. We need to end up zoning them so they're outside of town. I mean, crazy stuff.
Pretty taxes on buffets.
What is it?
Per pound.
But you know, if you go to buffets, you know, there's some heavy people there, but at least a third of the people there are skinny. I mean, less than a third of the people look like they haven't eaten for a long time. And you say, what do they do that the heavy people don't? So what we did, we observed, we stared at about 375 buffet goers and coded all sorts of things. So we found the big differences between skinny people and heavy people buffets are skinny people on average sit 15 feet farther away from the buffet. Or 16 feet actually. They sit 16 feet farther from the buffet. They're almost four times as likely to face away from the food rather than stare at that Kung Pao chicken. When they pick up a plate, if there's a smaller size plate, what happens, they're about nine times more likely to pick up a smaller plate. And what they also do is they scout out the buffet before they pick their plate up. Okay, they just don't. Heavy people, on the other hand, will walk up, pick up a big plate, look at that first thing and say, do I want it or don't I? Look at the second thing and say, do I want it or don't I? But what they do is they haven't cherry-picked out what they want most, which is what skinny people just seem to naturally do. But the crazy thing is,
the bigger or larger people will just start putting things on their plate. And then they get down and they realize, oh, I've got all this other stuff I want.
Yeah, that's exactly right. They haven't shared
that. That takes them back again.
Again.
So the skinnier people have a tendency to walk through the buffet. Oh, I want this and this and this. And then we'll go through and pile the plate with that. Walk further away, face away from the food, talk to the person they're with or whatever, and maybe not come back again.
Yeah, and so it's amazing. We find is they still go back about as many times, but they always put less on the plate.
Okay. And, yeah. So they will go back as many times. It's the different things they eat, and they have smaller plates then.
Yeah, often. So we also did this kind of cool thing a while back where we went to a big breakfast buffet, and what we did is we set it up in one of two ways. We either set it from the least healthy thing, like cheesy eggs and bacon, on one side, to the most healthy stuff, like the fruit. Or we had it the other way around. And we found out that regardless of whether people started at the unhealthy end or the healthy end, about 70% of what they take is comprised of the first three things they see.
Wow, really?
Yeah. So that's great news you can use. Just start at the healthy end of the buffet.
Which explains a lot about men.
So where's
the first three things we see? the cheesy egg. Here's the bimbo on the end down there. Anyway, I'm sorry. Look, he's bringing this out of me. I am not like this.
You two boys, I'm telling you.
Okay, so, you know, that's interesting. So if I go to a buffet, the first three things you see, people will have, so if you put healthy things up front, they'll put the fruit and then, you know, muffins, bran muffins.
Granola?
Yeah. So people have a tendency to eat that, and then will they make it eventually over to the cheesy eggs and bacon?
They do, but they're a lot less likely to take that sort of stuff. Because one of the things we find is that the first thing you see sort of primes you. You start thinking, oh, indulgency cheesy eggs. Well, I need some indulgency bacon, because that goes with the indulgency cheese and eggs. Whereas if you start on the other end, you get fresh fruit, you kind of go, you know, it's going to be a fresh fruit sort of morning.
Yeah, and you put a little oatmeal with it and all that.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So
that makes sense.
It's a great thing to do. So even at home, you know, if the first thing you bring out, whether it be for dinner or for lunch, mm-hmm. is the vegetables, and serve the vegetables or the salad first instead of putting everything on the table, which most of us do. That's going to cue things for not only your spouse but also for your little kids.
Okay. Now, this is what we've been talking about. Brian Wansink is our guest, author of Mindless Eating. You can find it at mindlesseating.org, and he's in town today because of Go Red and Shasta Regional Medical Center. Karen Hoyt's
right.
with us.
Today's our luncheon.
Today's the luncheon. He's going to be the guest speaker. You know what? I pity you people that have not got tickets to this.
Right.
Because he is, as you can tell, is a very entertaining speaker and has some great stuff here. Because we've talked about things, how to change your life without even changing your life, just by using smaller plates, by putting the food back in the kitchen instead of leaving it on the table, so you just reach out and get it. Serving salad first and vegetables. How you can go out to a restaurant and have the rule of two. You have your entree and then two things. It could be two pieces of bread, two glasses of wine, a glass of wine and a piece of bread, or a glass of wine and dessert. You can do that just by rule of twos. And what you're doing is you're changing how you're thinking, how you're eating, 200 to 300 calories a day, and you've lost 20 pounds without doing another thing.
So 200 calories less, if you did that every single day for a full year, That'd be about 30 pounds you'd lose in a year. Okay.
Yeah.
But even just 100 calories less.
100 calories less is then 15 pounds.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. I mean, the message
about
here is
9, yeah, yeah.
It doesn't take a big changes to change your weight or to change your life. It's small
right.
changes, and everybody
small
can
changes.
Do it. But yeah. a lot of times people, they think, oh, it's too much work, or I can't do it. It's so overwhelming because I'm going to set all these big goals. And really what you're saying is pick a couple goals.
Yeah, so we did this study a while back. And this
well,
is,
wait a minute. Let's hold that thought. That's a good question. But we need to take another break so we can continue to have Brian on the rest of the day. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is your pipe talking. Don't put that baby wipe down the toilet. Didn't you know that disposable doesn't always mean flushable? Cleaning wipes and baby wipes do not dissolve and get stuck in poor old sewer pipes like me. And I get backed up. Please. Throw used wipes in the trash so I can continue to breathe and not clog your sewer pumping equipment. You know the cost to hire a plumber to unclog me typically ranges from $75 to $350? And that doesn't include the time it takes you to clean up the sewage that may have backed up. So pass the word on to everyone who cleans your home or business, too.
Be kind to your plumbing and remember, wipes clog pipes. Throw used wipes in the trash. In addition to wipes, kitchen grease, kitty litter, plastic, and latex items can all clog pipes and should be bagged or contained and placed in the trash. A public education project by Reading Municipal Utilities. For questions or more details, call 224-6068.
Hey parents, it's prom season, and as you know, it can drain your budget. Do what fiscally responsible people do and use the Frugal Dame. You can rent a beautiful dress and tuxedo for just $150. And if Western is your thing, Frugal Dame has Western wear hats and boots. Call 999-3020 to make your appointment. That's 999-3020. Check out thefrugaldame.com and make your appointment today. That's 999-3020. The Frugal Dame.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. I can't say enough about Alliance Heating and Air. The work they do out there, they just put in a tankless water system for us, which means we have unlimited hot water for the bathtubs, which Linda seems to like. And but they are working on your air conditioner, your heater. They will come in and they will do all the maintenance on it. They do give guarantees, warranties. I tell you what, these are really first-class operation here with Martin and his people, Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call, 221-2642, or check out homecomfort.org. And as long as you're on a computer, check out mindlesseating.org. The author of the book, Brian Wansink, is here with us. And been brought in by Karen Hoyt, who's also here with us, wearing red dress, beautiful red dress, and red lipstick.
Yep.
And he's speaking today at your Go Red luncheon.
Yeah.
And that's great. And
so we want to talk about goals. Remember
goals,
when we left,
right.
We were going to talk about the importance of how many goals to set and how do we do that so we can have success in changing our lifestyle.
And we talked a little bit earlier that, I guess the most popular diet in the world is called the January 1st to January 2nd diet.
That's but a toughie, though.
Man, but it's because what people say is they say, you know, I'm going to transform my entire life, and I'm going to change everything, and I'm going to start training for a marathon, and they do all this sort of stuff, and it's just more than a human can possibly bear. We've done a lot of this stuff. We've got something called the National Mindless Eating Challenge. What we've done is we've taken about 50,000 people, and we gave them little bitty changes to make, and we tracked them for about 2 years. And one of the things we found is that the people who lost the most weight didn't try to do more than three different things. Most, on average, the people who lost the most weight only made two little bitty changes in their life.
Okay, the people that lost the most weight made two little bitty changes.
Made the fewest changes. Yeah, they made it every single day. So that they would say, okay, here's what I'm going to do is every day I'm going to have a hot breakfast in the morning. Every single day. But they did every single day. And making it small, consistent change, all of a sudden what it does is it says, hey, wait a minute, this is doable. I'm making a change. I'm seeing some impact in my life. And they end up making another change. They don't even realize it. And we didn't even ask them to. And they make a third change in the third month because they say, God, I'm feeling great.
Is this over the other ones they've made? So now at the end of the third month, they're up to six changes.
Well, they might swap ones out.
Okay, so you can swap them out and do things. Okay, but it's a continuous change.
Yeah, that you just small do change. Every single day, yeah. Because the thing is, if you say, you know what I'm going to do is I'm going to eat fruit instead of, dessert. At the end of my
fruit for dessert instead of cream pie.
Yeah, you know, but you know, if you say, but I'm going to do it what's most convenient for me. You know, I'm not going to do it every day. I'm going to do it maybe 5 days a week. Well, all of a sudden, it's not going to do anything because you're not changing your life.
Right.
But it's making a thing where you say, okay, every single day, come rain or sunshine, I'm going to use a smaller plate for dinner. And
you know what? That's an easy one for people to do if you think about it. Because see, people have their regular dinner plates. And then they have the little bread and butter plates that you could put, of course that may be too small, but that's too small.
Man, you're right on, you're right on it. We find that with the plate size dips below about 9 inches, it starts backfiring, especially for guys, because we start going, whoa, man, what is this?
How many times do I get to go back with this one?
Right, what's this, like a Barbie plate?
Then you see it when you go to the buffet at the party, you've got four of them lined up in your arm, like this. You know what? I shouldn't say this to anybody, but since January, I stopped eating bread. And sugar. Things like that. And I haven't had any. And if you don't, first you don't realize that you just want to reach out and grab a piece of bread or toast or something, that it's prevalent in your culture. But once you stop it, you don't miss it.
Right.
Frankly. And I'm not saying I'm going to do it forever, but I just stop bread and some other white things.
So
like
what do you swap out instead of it? Do you end up having
It's almost like the restaurant in two. Like I'll have dinner. But I won't have bread, we don't usually have dessert, but we got apples, a lot of apples and, fruit in the house. I'll have an apple later on in the evening and something like that. You don't really miss it.
Oh.
That doesn't mean in 4 months from now I'm not going to kill the bread guy walking down the street. That's hawking the stone hearth bread and rip all the bread off him or something, but.
Well, we did this really cool study. We call it the Syracuse study because in Syracuse, New York, we went into about 240 households and took pictures of everything in the house. And then we took people's weight. And one of the things we found is that if people had, you talked about apples, if people had a bowl of fruit in the kitchen, on average they weighed just a little over 8 pounds less than the family next door that didn't have a fruit bowl.
Wow.
But if you could see a cereal box anywhere in the house, I mean, not opening cupboards, but like on a counter or, on average they weighed about 11 pounds more.
I bet it. And then what about things like, potato chips?
Yeah.
Those were on display and all that.
That's about 16 pounds more. And if they had soft drinks sitting out, it didn't matter whether their diet or regular soft drinks, but if they hadn't sitting out on the counter, it's about 23 pounds more that they weighed compared to the neighbor next door.
Wow. That's
23
impressive.
Yeah.
That's really impressive. So if they had that hour, you could see it, then they're going to be 23 pounds, and on average, 23 pounds heavier than the people right next door who didn't drink that.
Yeah.
Or at least didn't have it out on their counter.
Yeah, yeah. And it's even a little stronger for women than men. And we think the reason that is because women sometimes spend more time in the kitchen or home than we do. because we're selfish and self-absorbed. Remember, that's our problem.
Right.
Bring me a beer.
The circus. Why haven't you turned into a pizza?
Have you ever gone to Watertown, New York?
Yeah, yeah, I have, yeah.
I mean, you should have done a study there. I've never seen so many.
Yeah, we haven't done any studies there, but it's a, yeah.
You need to go there. It's right. Anyway.
It's an army base there.
Yeah. Camp Trump, Fort Trump.
Yeah, yeah.
Up there. Yeah, we did work out there. People don't realize it, but New York up in the north there has swamps and millions of mosquitoes. We learned that one day.
In winter.
Oh, yeah, in winter. Brian, we're going to take another break here. When we come back, I want to talk about how, we've talked about how people can, change in little things. You had so many great things to talk about today, but, maybe, how do people can launch this and how they can get going, how they can go to your mindlesseating.org. And you said you've got all types of things there people can download and how they can get started on this kind of thing. And we'll be right back.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the criticism that you can't eat gold, as if eating dollar bills was very nutritious. And we answered that from the start by offering emergency buckets. We offer our standard 200-serving food bucket and the new 72-hour family cooking kits, which in addition to food also contains a stove, fuel for the stove, cups, utensils, and a 100-gallon capacity water filter. You can come into our stores or you can go to www.thepreparedpatriot.com and with free shipping order them online for yourself or to send to loved ones anywhere in the continental U.S. Peace of mind is protecting your wealth with gold and silver and getting a fair price when you sell. Peace of mind is also having access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Whether you visit us at our brick-and-mortar stores in Chico, Redding, Corning, and our appointment-only store in Palo Cedro, or whether you visit us at www.thepreparedpatriot.com, you can get peace of mind today for less.
Join We the People Radio for 2 hours every Sunday morning here on AM 1460 with Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff. We talk about all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
Yep. Every Sunday, you get to learn the entire issue from the experts in their field, things that the mainstream media only delivers in sound bites.
This book is the antidote to Alinsky, Rules for Radical Conservatives, Beating the Left at Its Own Game to Take Back America. We interview the author, Michael Walsh, this week on We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
I won't back down. No, I won't. Back down.
Hey.
You can stand me up at the gates of hell.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Our 2225 Hilltop Drive. It's getting ready to be, you know what, my friends? Next week, Valentine's Day. If you haven't found something that you would want to give to your loved one, and it's a bad idea not to, is go down and see Leonard and Associates down at Four Winds Jewelry. State jewelry, rings, loose gems. He's got a direct conduit into Israel for diamonds. He'll give you a great deal on all of the jewelry down there. And, Linda loves the jewelry down at the state at Four Winds Jewelry. And so which means I've come to love it too. 2225 Hilltop Drive. Tell Leonard that Carl sent you, give you a deal too. All right, our guest is Brian Wonsink. He has written Mindless Eating. It's a book about how and with hints on how you can lose 20 to 30 pounds a year just by changing a couple small things in your life. And why is Brian here? Because of Go Red and Shasta Regional Medical Center with Karen Hoyt. Yes. I think every year you all bring in something that's just, special. And, that helps people and helps our community. And you all over at Shasta Regional are good people.
Well, thank you. We try to bring folks in that can educate people to make different choices. We can all make small little changes in our life that can have a big impact on our health. So that's what we try to do every year.
And what I love about what you're doing is that you're not focusing on the medicine cabinet. You're thinking preventative. You're saying, hey, let's focus on the kitchen and the refrigerator, not the medicine cabinet. And I love that approach. It's brilliant, Karen.
Right.
And absolutely. When you talk to people at, like at Orchard Nutrition, Joe there and his people there, it's the same thing. Is you're changing your lifestyle by the way you eat. And, and then a lot of times the drugs that people put in their system, they don't need the cholesterol drugs, the high pressure, for high blood pressure and stuff like that. By doing a few changes that you've talked about, people can change their life. And if you lose 30 pounds, that can have a big impact on your blood pressure, your cholesterol, and all that. type 2 diabetes, and so many people are pre-diabetes, from what I understand, and kids are. Now, with your book and your website, people can download stuff and immediately start on this. Is that right?
Right away. And there's three steps. The first step is to figure out what it is that's really tripping you up. Like, so there's five areas where that trip people up. Like, they either eat too much, we call it, eat too much at dinner time, they snack graze, they restaurant indulge, they party binge, or they do desktop dashboard dining. Now, for all of us can identify with all those things, but at any one time, there's really only one or maybe two that's our real problem for us, that's really causing all the heartache and gut ache. And if you can figure out which one of those it is, which most people can, you know, they know whether they're terrible snackers or they're terrible,
they eat the second and third portions at dinner, and it's like everything, you know.
Yeah.
You have the salad, then the, you know, everything. Okay.
Yeah. And so the thing is, once you identify that, you say, well, then forget about the rest of those other four. I'm just going to focus on the thing that's tripping me up the most. And then figure out just no more than two things, two little bitty changes you can make, painless, mindless changes that can help you better. So if you eat too much at mealtime, it could be smaller plates. It could be, moving the, serving bowls. And just consistently make those changes as much as you can. And we find that if you make any of those changes for more than 25 days, it really catches hold.
Yeah, it becomes a habit. Yeah, you'd mentioned something last night. You were talking about if you eat a warm breakfast in the morning.
Yeah.
You know, share that with the viewer or the listeners because that's important.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of crazy. We did this study where we looked at about 1,500 people across the United States and Canada and asked them all sorts of questions. And one of the things that people have in common, you know, people say, if I skip breakfast, you know, I'm going to lose weight. Well, you don't really lose weight because you compensate by eating that big glazed Mongol muffin or by eating a bigger lunch.
Right.
But one of the things we found that was correlated with people who weighed the least was they claimed to have a hot breakfast. But it didn't matter what it was. It wasn't that it was oatmeal or it could have been warmed over pizza, but they had a hot breakfast every day. And I think there's something about having something satisfying and saying, look, I'm not going to have a frenetic life. I'm at least going to have 5 minutes where I eat something that sets the tone of your day well, off right.
Well, you know, we get up in the morning early. And either Linda or I, usually Linda, but sometimes me, will fix breakfast and for us before we leave. We never leave. We try never to leave the house without breakfast. And, you know, and it is warm on most mornings. Some mornings it's, you know, like hard-boiled eggs and stuff like that. But, yeah, you try to because it kind of gets you, you know, it kind of jump-starts you for it. And it's nice to hear is that this is something you should be doing.
Well, generally it's a protein. You know, if you're warming something up, it would be kind of a protein. And protein will carry you through and satisfy you longer than a carb in the morning. And there's some great studies out about that recently as well.
Yeah. Well, there's a cool little kind of thought experiment you can do here is think of anybody you know who eats oatmeal every single day. And we all know a bunch of people. Okay. But if you think of those people, are they skinny or are they heavy? Chances are at least three quarters of them are really pretty thin. The people who eat oatmeal every single day.
Does it matter what kind of oatmeal?
No, that's
because you see, you have the oatmeal that's got the, you know, maple sugar and all that stuff.
That's usually what I have.
So that doesn't make any difference then.
No.
Because they have that.
Yeah, and that usually that only has about 50 more calories anyway. Mm-hmm. The maple syrup version.
So it's not necessarily the calorie intake you're talking about. It's just it's the pattern.
Yeah. It's the pattern that they start things off right and not in some frenetic sort of, oh my gosh, you know, I've got 3 minutes to get to work.
Yeah, you have to give yourself, yeah, it does. It's such like I'll sit down in the morning and I'll read or we'll watch the news or, you know, something like that. Yeah. It gives you that 10 minutes before you have to launch. Okay. How do people get your book?
Mindless Eating, I think it's in about 27 different languages.
It is, and it's in Barnes and Noble, Amazon. It's everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
I would recommend it. Today I'm going to get one.
Well, they're all at the Go Reading Luncheon. Sorry. Barnes and Noble will be there selling them.
Yeah. Good.
I'll give you money.
Yeah, and then on September 25th, a new book's coming out called Slim by Design, which looks at what we can do to our schools, our workplaces, favorite restaurants and the supermarkets to help them help us eat better.
Okay. Okay. When that comes out, make sure you give us a call and we'll talk about that one. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, September. Yeah. Go salmon fishing.
Steamers.
No, not in September. Those are usually in like February or March. You know, so, you know, Brian, thanks so much for coming. And you know what? You know, Karen Hoyt in Shasta Region, you are always winners here. I mean, you bring in the greatest people and for such good events.
Well, thank you, Carl. We're really proud to have Brian Wensink here with us today, and we're super excited about today's luncheon, and we hope the takeaway today is that people just learn how to make some minor changes to have a heart-healthy lifestyle. If you're not at the luncheon, we will have on Monday have the video of the luncheon up on our website at shastaregional.com. So you can take a look at that. But, of course, you know, you can go to mindlesseating.org and get more information about Brian's Brian Wensink's ways to change your life.
You can download from there. Is it free or do
yeah,
people?
Free.
You okay. Download little things there to change your life. And as we talked, a 200 calorie change a day can take 30 pounds off you by the end of the year by doing minor things that aren't really going to impact on you. So, gosh, wait, we got about a minute left. Thanks again, Brian. Okay, mindlesseating.org. You can find the book everywhere on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. You're going to have a bunch of them today to sell. The next book coming out is...
It's called Slim by Design.
Slim by Design. Yeah,
and that's what we're doing. I show people in these five different areas in your food environment. Like I said, where you eat, your home, your restaurants, where you shop for groceries, where you work, where your kids go to school. There's small changes that you can make, but there's also changes you can ask them to make.
Great. Brian Wensink, and Mindless Eating is the name of the book. He's gonna, in fact, there's gonna be kind of Dr. Dan Russo and Alexandria, or have you as a guest on Saturday too, so you can get dose number two of Brian. Thanks so much for being here, and Karen, thanks so much for bringing him
along.
Thank you. You bet. Hey, remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The Winter Olympics in Russia are officially getting underway with a lengthy opening ceremony in the Black Sea Resort of Sochi. 106 of the Americans marching in the parade of athletes are Olympic veterans. They have fond memories of past opening ceremonies.
It was something that I've been dreaming about since I was 7 years old.
It's like a little kid at Christmas and times 10.
They can't take this from you. Once you walk in, you are an Olympian for the rest of your life.
Some 3,000 athletes will participate in almost 100 events. The U.S. economy generated more jobs last month, but at 113,000, it was far fewer than economists had been expecting. More people did find work, and that dropped the jobless rate.
The unemployment rate did fall from 6.7 to 6.6% because there was a much bigger increase in the so-called household measure of jobs. I don't think that takes a disappointment out of the sort of headline.